Attorney Karen Conti, usually on the phone every week, but she joins us today in studio. It's great to see you,
it's
Karen.
It's great to see you. It's nice to be here in the morning when the sun is shining. Usually I'm here in the dark.
KContiLaw.com. All right, this United Airlines incident that happened where they dragged the 69-year-old doctor off the plane. My first thought was, this guy's got 100 grand in his pocket. Easy, from United.
Easy. And you know, and when there is a fiasco like this, obviously there's the legal part of it, and then there's the publicity part of this. And in order to make it right, I would imagine that United Airlines is going to settle with him very quickly, and you know, maybe even some sort of settlement that might be confidential in nature. But you know, there's legal again, and PR, and you know, the PR part of this was done really poorly.
Well, yesterday it came out that he's had some prior felony convictions. Will that hurt his case at all? Because it's all over. People
yes,
are
right.
on one side or the other.
Right. It will not hurt his case. In cases like this, if there's a conviction, it probably won't come into evidence in a trial. Let's say the case went to trial. Mm-hmm. Because the judge would determine that, you know, if he committed a crime in a prior life, you know, that's not relevant to what happened here. And in fact, his credibility probably isn't much at issue because it's all on video.
Right.
So it's not a he said, she said, and we don't need to hear that he was convicted of a felony in order for the jury to say, well, I'm not sure I can believe him. So it would likely be kept out of the trial and not relevant at all. Relevant to the publicity of this, maybe a little bit, but not legally.
I mean, if you were consulting United Airlines, what would you say to them? What were you guys thinking?
Yeah.
You're dragging a passenger, bloodied passenger, off an airline.
It's really hard when you're in this situation because there are two parts of this, and you see this with celebrities. You see this with the Michael Jacksons of the world. They have to deal with the celebrity part of their trial and their legal part of their trial, and sometimes they conflict. In cases like this, when the case might be filed in federal court, the law allows apologies to be brought into court. So if United had issued a really strong apology, like, we messed up here, we're sorry, we'll never do it again, which they really didn't do, right?
No.
They did far
They didn't apologize
that.
Until a day later.
It was reaccommodation and words that I don't even understand. But the idea is that if they did apologize, that could have been brought into a lawsuit to say, see, you did something wrong. You said you did something wrong. And even though you apologize, that still is relevant to your culpability. And that's why I'm sure the lawyers for the airlines were telling them, don't apologize or give that sort of edgy apology.
Well, their first statement was, we can legally do this. We can tell a passenger to get off the flight.
Well, and that's true. And that's true. I mean, now the question of there's two questions here. You know, did the airline have a right to do what it did? I mean, generally speaking, overbooking, you can kick people off the flight. Although I don't think this was overbooking. I think this guy had his seat. It was confirmed. He was on the plane.
Yep.
Now this is what we call refusal to transport, which is a whole different thing. And I don't know that he qualifies as a person who should be refused transport. On the other hand, if he's acting unruly, the captain certainly has the authority to say, all right, unruly passengers have to leave. And you're causing a problem and we need to get somebody off the plane. And the captain controls. At that point is what kind of force is necessary. That's the key.
Karen, the fact that he initially agreed to give up his seat and then went back to it when he discovered he couldn't get home that day, does that in any way hurt his case?
It does, because he agreed and they relied on that. And so you could say that his changing his mind was not acceptable. There was already a binding agreement there from a legal standpoint. Again, the key is more the idea of, now what force do you use? Do you bring the police? These are the airport police who are trained in the academy, the Chicago Academy. The only thing they don't do is carry guns. And they're coming in here and they usually are called when there's a crime committed. Now, would you say there's a crime committed when he's refusing to get off the plane? Maybe. But the force necessary, only reasonable force necessary to get the job done. And you look at what harm could he have caused? Was he was the perpetrator, if you want to call him a perpetrator, dangerous to other people around him? And were there other means to get him off the plane? How about offering more money to other people? You know, that type of thing.
Right. Usually that happens.
Usually it does happen. And you know, I've seen it go up way, you know, into the thousands.
They keep bringing it up.
They do. And they have all kinds of chits in their pocket where they can give you all kinds of restaurant vouchers and things like that. They didn't do it. And it was an avalanche of mistakes here. It started at the beginning. They should have got him off the plane, not even put him on the plane, if that was the case, got the people off before. And then, again, calling the police and having them use that force was wrong.
We're going to talk about compensation after we check traffic. How much can this guy get? And we'll run through everything. I mean, you have to talk about work. You have to talk about him being dragged, the video, and the whole deal. Karen Conti in studio with us, kcontilaw.com. Here's Mary with traffic.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
722, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran in studio with us, attorney Karen Conti, kcontilaw.com. We're talking about the United Airlines flight where the 69-year-old doctor was dragged from his seat down the aisle. He was bloody. Let's talk compensation. So there's a video, multiple videos of what happened. He was harmed. He missed work, and he's been in the hospital ever since.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be entitled to his medical bills, certainly, pain and suffering. If there's any permanency, for instance, if he has a lack of use of an arm or something like that that impacts his work, that could be compensable. And, you know, in these kind of cases, which are civil rights violations, he would be entitled to his attorney's fees, which in litigation can be substantial, maybe even in $1 million range if it goes to trial. And then there's also punitive damages, which is that amount of money that the jury feels is reasonable to stop the airline or the police from doing what they did to him. And that's really, the sky's the limit. Literally, I'd hate to say sky's the limit in an airline, but that's the truth. And that could be a substantial amount. My guess, though, Pete, is that this is going to be settled. I just don't see why United would put this guy through this.
No, you're absolutely right.
They want to make this go away as quickly as possible. There's going to be a settlement. Who knows what it's going to be? I would say it's probably going to be at least $500,000 or upward of that.
Okay.
And it's going to go away. I mean, that's the best advice.
And nobody
advice.
Can talk about it.
Probably not.
Yeah, we're going to give you $500,000. Just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, I think the fact of settlement will be, they'll be able to talk about that, but not the amount and not the terms. And they're not going to set a precedent that if this happens again, that they're going to pay $1 million. They don't want to do that.
Can they offer him United Miles?
They tried, and he wouldn't get off the flight. Steve, you want to jump in?
Yeah, Karen, I just have a question because we're monitoring up here. Oscar Munoz is on ABC this morning giving a full interview about this. How careful does he have to be in what he says? Because he's saying that they're not going to use security or police to drag passengers off these planes anymore. That's sort of an admission that what happened was wrong, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's interesting because, like I said, in federal court, you can bring in apologies. Now, if they've changed procedures, there's some rules about that, too, because the law wants the companies to change policies if those policies are not working. So if you have a broken gate, for instance, and you fix it later, is that relevant to say that you had a broken gate before? It is, but sometimes the courts don't allow that kind of evidence in because they want to encourage people to change a bad situation. So yes, he has to be careful. But again, walking that line between PR and legal, you know, I don't think he's harming anyone by saying, no, we're not going to have the police used anymore. The police should be only used when there's a serious crime. You know, these are people who are trained in law enforcement. This is not about, you know, civil disputes. And I think when you escalate a civil dispute by bringing in people trained in criminal problems, then you're going to have a problem.
Does he have a case that since his face is all over the internet, that it hurt his business?
Sure. Although that's not always part of it. I mean, just because someone becomes, you know, well-known because of a publicized dispute doesn't, that's not something that's really compensable.
I mean, if this guy's your doctor and you just, the mental picture is with his shirt up, you see his belly button and his glasses are around his nose.
Yeah. And again, is that because of what United did, or is that because people have cell phones that take pictures? Was that because the internet published it?
Right.
So that's not really tied to the injury, but certainly he's going to make that point that now his name is mud and he's not going to get business. And of course, everyone now knows his criminal record, which is a problem for
right.
him, too.
Yeah.
There's also this, too. The LA Times this morning is reporting this happened, not this bad, but has happened other times. And they've used an investment broker that was actually threatened to put him in handcuffs to get him off the plane out of a flight out of Los Angeles. So there must be others of these cases that would now come to the surface,
well,
right?
Well, absolutely. And listen, I've represented people. I've represented at least three people in the last 10 years who have gotten feisty at the gate. I have to get somewhere. And they get unruly. Maybe they've had a couple of drinks. And they get arrested. They get hauled out. And especially after 9/11, there's no tolerance for that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I see that all the time. This is not an isolated incident. I mean, this one, because it was filmed, of course, gets a lot of play. But, you know, my advice to everyone is, you know, calm down. You have no control when you're flying. None at all. And even these rules that are supposed to protect you, you really don't have a right to sue under them. People call me all the time. They lost my luggage. I want to sue. You know what? You have no rights to sue the federal government.
You can't sue over lost luggage.
Well,
don't
you
waste
can't.
Your money.
And people, and I understand that ruins your vacation. I just had that happen to me. I went to Australia and they lost my luggage for 4 or 5 days. I mean, it was a disaster. But there's nothing you can do. My advice is be firm, know what your rights are, read your contract of carriage, which is posted on the website of the airline.
Mm-hmm.
But be nice. You know, you can get more done by being nice to these people because they're under stress, too. They're under stress because everyone flying is under stress and crying babies.
You're under stress, and this happened on Sunday, and it was probably one of the last flights to go out, and everybody's crabby, and they just want to get home.
That's true. And so being nice to the airline people while asserting your rights is probably the best strategy.
So your guess is probably a half a million, and it's going to go away in the next 10 days.
I think so, and I think we're going to have a change of policy, a change of training probably at people at O'Hare. I would imagine, you know, they were talking about having these people carry guns. I think that discussion is done.
Yes.
You know, I don't think that's going to help matters. And I think there's going to be a dividing line between what is a civil dispute and what is a criminal dispute.
KContiLaw.com. Karen Conti, thanks for coming
thanks,
in. It's
Pete.
Nice to see your
Good
face
to see you.
Instead
Good
of
to see
talking
you,
to you on the phone.
And
nice
I just want to mention that Mary, your producer, is wearing leggings, so she could not be flying today on United.
Yes.
I just want to tell you that.